The New Zealand government is very concerned about the unfolding tragedy of the tsunami that has struck in the Pacific region, in particular on the southern coast of Samoa, American Samoa, and Northern Islands in the of Tonga. We have one reliable but as yet unconfirmed report of a New Zealand death. We are, of course, concerned that there may be more, given that the tsunami struck an area in Samoa where there are several resorts, and it is during the school holidays when a number of Samoa and New Zealand families go back to Samoa. There have been significant numbers of deaths in American Samoa, in Samoa itself, and unconfirmed reports in Northern Island of Tonga. Of course, this will have a significant impact on their communities here in New Zealand. The Prime Minister has spoken to Samoan Prime Minister Tui Lepa just in the last hour or so, conveying New Zealand's sympathies at the loss of life that's apparent already, and also offering all assistance that New Zealand can give, both in the short term to deal with the immediate impact of the tsunami, but also in the longer term with the task of providing shelter where people have lost their homes and the rebuilding of infrastructure. The Foreign Minister, Murray McCully, has spoken to the Acting Prime Minister in Samoa and also the Deputy Prime Minister in Tonga, and in both cases offered our assistance and also endeavoured to get information that can help us with our decisions. New Zealand's assistance is underway, and Orion is already on the way to Samoa and will get there in the next 2 or 3 hours. It will be taking part in searching for people who have been washed out to sea. The Hercules, it has been prepared, it is getting ready in Auckland, preparing to leave, initially with a focus on medical supplies. There will be a meeting of Samoan politicians and officials this afternoon, and we would expect to hear from them with more detailed requirements about what we can put in that Hercules that's going to help. And then we would expect that it will be on its way. Our focus in the short term is simply to meet whatever expert requirements, whatever requirements for expert help and for particular supplies that the Samoan government has. And of course, we will stay in touch with them. The Prime Minister has been continuously updated through the day, both from the Samoan government, but also from here. I would underline the fact that this is a situation that's unfolding. We've got some information. We don't have information about the full impact, and we do have some real concern that over the next 12 hours the picture could look worse rather than better. Any questions?
What can you tell us about the circumstances of New Zealand?
I can't give you detail about it. We simply have a reliable but officially unconfirmed report that there is one New Zealander who's lost their life.
So they were a tourist there?
Look, I couldn't go into the detail about that.
Do you know whereabouts they were?
Over the next week while we can probably get you more, and we may be able to get you more information. As I said, it's a reliable report but not officially confirmed.
Have you had reports of total losses last year or estimates on it?
Look, there's only been guesses from what I can see. No, there's really only been guesses, but it's some of these places appear to have been hit very hard. And you would expect considerable loss of life.
Hundreds or dozens?
Only guesses.
Okay.
Is there any idea of what sort of infrastructural damage you're talking about? I mean, there's damage to buildings, damage to towns, cities.
Oh, look, I think that our understanding is that where the wave hit, it was a big wave, and there is a lot of destruction. The Samoan Prime Minister told John Key that he's been in New Zealand getting off the plane in Samoa for too long, and will go straight to the south coast to have a look.
Is Mr. Key planning to come back at all?
Oh, look, he's indicated to me he'll consider that. It's just a matter of what information is coming through and what we can do to help.
Do we have information about how many other New Zealanders may have been in the areas that were directly affected and may potentially have been at risk, or do we consider that potential fatality is the only information on it?
I think the informed judgment we're getting is there are likely to be more fatalities. It's a bit hard to tell. New Zealanders going there don't necessarily register with the New Zealand, with the High Commission there. And of course, there's quite a number of New Zealand Samoan families who go back who would not be officially known to be there.
It's likely to be more New Zealand fatalities.
The judgment, the informed advice we're getting is that there are likely to be more New Zealand fatalities.
Are you liaising with the United States over American Samoa, or are you here in Canada?
Our people are in touch with their people.
Yes, we are.
What kind of personnel will go on the thing?
Sorry?
What kind of personnel will go on the thing?
Can you hear me?
No, we'll fix it. At this stage, until we've had the results of the meeting in Samoa, we can't be absolutely certain about what will be required. We do know that medical supplies and medical personnel will be there. Obviously, there's been sufficient damage to some villages on the southern coast that there'll be a shelter problem, but we're not quite sure the extent to which we'll be able to contribute to the solution to that in terms of this flight, but certainly the medical aspect of it is the pressing one. The Orion that is up there also has the capacity to do some searching, and it'll have some daylight hours this afternoon to be able to contribute to that. As far as the Hertz is concerned, we'll be able to give you more details later today.
Do we have defence personnel on standby?
Yes, they've been on standby from the beginning.
When do you think the Hertz will leave? Have you got an estimation? Will that be tonight?
Look, it's possible.
Depends
on what the Samoan government tells us they require. We don't want them to leave and then find there's other things they wanted. So we'll make sure we get clear confirmation from them as to what they're requesting, pack it up and go.
Is it fair to say that that's only going to be the start of our military involvement up there? What goes up tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, it's likely to be. We're likely to be making an ongoing contribution, and by tomorrow I think we'll have a much clearer picture about what that is, as information comes to hand, we will keep you up to date.
How many Hercules do we have available at the moment? Is it just the one that's on standby right now, or is it?
Well, we've got one that we need, and it's ready to go.
And we've got a 757 if we need it.
Yeah, and a 757.
Have you been, or has anyone been able to get in touch with places like Tokelau or any of the outlying, more low-lying atolls that look like
also being vulnerable? Well,
the reports from Tokelau have been that there's been no serious damage, so that's obviously good news. Being low-lying, that was obviously a concern. We've also been seeking information about the northern group of the Cooks, which are again low-lying, but we've got no information there about damage. The one that is worrying is that northern island, the northern tip of Tonga, and that is where the airport is out of commission at the moment. There are rocks all over it. There was an attempt being made by the Tongan government to get a flight across the top to inspect damage. We'll have something back on that hopefully later today.
Sorry to return to this, but how many New Zealanders do we expect to have been roughly in that area who could potentially be affected? So we have a rough number of New Zealanders who could.
If you know the southern coast of Upolu, there are a number of resorts there, some upmarket ones and some whares around places like Laramanu. Now, the reports around Laramanu are that there has been significant damage to that village, and so we're obviously concerned about the welfare and safety of any New Zealanders who would have been in that area. There are several points on that coast that give us concern, and so we're simply seeking more information. As the Acting Prime Minister says, when you go to Samoa, you tend not to bother registering your presence with the High Commission. It's making it difficult. We're simply being frank about the fact that that coast was hit hard, and we're concerned about the welfare of any New Zealanders who were there.
Have their preparations been made to get New Zealanders out who may be stranded there, some of these people who are at the resorts, etc.?
Air New Zealand have sent a bigger plane up today as an indication that they want to do their part to help. They've obviously taken some people up, but also wanted to have the capacity to get some people out. We'll look at what's needed in that respect over time. I just want to draw your attention, though, to the travel advisory that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is posting this afternoon. They're asking people to defer non-urgent travel. We don't want to defer people's holiday plans or postpone them endlessly, but we'd ask them to pause those arrangements right now while we take stock of the situation, and we'll provide an update on that as soon as we possibly can.
What about the people who are there at the moment, though? The families who are there and possibly, have nowhere to sleep tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah,
we're looking at ways of getting them.
We have obviously our High Commission in Apia busy on that case. The Orion took up an New Zealand aid official. We'll look at what else is going to be useful in terms of the Hercules. So we're certainly alert to the needs of New Zealanders who might find themselves in that situation, as well as those of locals.
Do you not have a ballpark figure at the moment? How difficult are communications at the moment? Is that going to be a challenge in the next 24 hours or so in terms of fatalities and needs as well?
Communications are patchy. They've been down in some places some of the time, but that's not our most pressing difficulty at the moment. It's simply getting the information together, and obviously things are confused after the impact of this tragedy.
Do you not have a ballpark figure of how many New Zealanders would typically be holidaying in Samoa at this time of the year?
We don't know. We don't want to go estimating numbers that we've got no basis for. All we can say is that Samoa is a popular holiday destination. The southern coast of Upolu is a place that many would visit, and so we're concerned about their welfare. We don't want to go inventing numbers to assist you with the story. We'll give you as much information as we can as soon as we get it.
Have you confirmed loss of life in Tonga as well? As because the focus all day has been on the two Samoas.
We have an unconfirmed, certainly a report of five fatalities on that northern island in Tonga, but there are obviously concerns about other casualties there, and until we're able to get more information from there, I can't go further than that.
With the unconfirmed report of the New Zealander who lost their life, is that because of the earthquake or because of tsunami afterwards? What's caused that?
The tsunami.
Is there any other information you can give us about where there was or where it happened specifically?
Not right now, but I can assure you that as the information becomes available, we will keep you up to date. But, we all want to know.
Do you know if there was any loss of life at all from the earthquake, or was it the tsunami afterwards?
Can't answer that question.
Do you know whether the family of the deceased person has been informed? Or part of
well, I understand the reliable report is from a family member, and so the family will be. Once it's confirmed, the family are aware.
Is it a man or a woman?
Look, we would be better to get official detail about it and let you know, and we will do that as soon as it comes available.
You know, this is like China focus this area very much. So how do you work with China about the matter?
As far as I'm aware, we haven't had any discussions with them.
What about Australia? What about Fiji as well?
We're obviously working closely with the Australian authorities. They have some medical support facilities available as well. We obviously communicate to make sure that that what we contribute dovetails in with anything they do, and that we don't duplicate services unnecessarily. So there's close communication there, as always it is, in a situation like this.
Have we had any contact with Fiji?
We understand from our post that there's been no serious impact from the tsunami there, and so we haven't made any further inquiries of their authorities. They haven't been necessary.
I mean, in terms of Fiji, perhaps, it being closer and being the biggest country in that immediate region, have we had any contact in terms of them sending help or them being able to go?
No, we have not. But if that appears from the reports we get this afternoon to be a solution that is speedier than others available, then I can assure you that diplomatic niceties won't stand in the way of us having a conversation.
Are you planning to make a trip up to Innisfil, or is it a government looking to send anybody up?
Look, if I thought there was any useful purpose in me being up there, I'd go up there like a shot. But right now, I think the best thing we can do is be on hand to receive the information from the authorities. I've been in touch with the Acting Prime Minister in Tonga, Minister Tuita. I've been in contact with Minister Fiume, who is, has been acting in Samoa, and relayed to them that they should convey any requests to us with urgency. They've been very pleased to receive our prompt indication of support, and I'm very confident that that's going to yield the best results. I don't think there's any good to be served by myself or other ministers travelling there at this point.
What should New Zealanders with family members, friends and Samoa worried about doing in terms of checking?
Yeah. We have some contact numbers that have been made available by our office this afternoon so that people can make those inquiries. We also have a relief fund being established. The Pacific Cooperation Foundation, which is an agency that is funded by the government, has spearheaded the establishment of a fund. I understand Westpac Bank is working with them in that respect. We'll be giving you details of that. The New Zealand government will look to make some sort of contribution to that, as we've done on previous occasions, but we want to wait and just make sure that we understand the magnitude of what's required before we finalise that, but you can be reassured that the New Zealand government, on behalf of New Zealanders, would do what they would expect in these circumstances.
What time do you expect to hear back from the Samoa politician, or what time New Zealand time is that?
In the next few hours.
Is there any concern about aftershocks and potentially more tsunamis? And with that in mind, are people being evacuated from those immediate southern areas, and do we know how many and what's going to happen to them?
Well, it's primarily in the hands of the Samoan government, of course, and the indications we've had is yes, there is concern about that, but they're flat out trying to deal with the initial impact of people being swept out to sea, considerable number of people unaccounted for, and the need to deal with the needs to shelter them as the night comes on. So there's a pretty much urgent focus on the immediate impact right now.
Are you satisfied with New Zealand's own response to the tsunami warning this morning?
Yes, we are. I mean, I think at times when an event like this occurs, there's always an element of uncertainty. But we're generally satisfied, and as you would expect, we will go back and look back through the process again to make sure that it was as coordinated as possible.
Well, do you have a message for New Zealanders at the moment, living on the East Coast?
Well, I'd be better to defer to the expert advice on that.
I think there's two messages, really. I think the first message is that the situation in New Zealand pales into insignificance compared to the situation the people in Samoa are dealing with. But it is a timely reminder for people to refresh their minds about what preparations should take place for the potential for a tsunami, particularly on the coastal areas of New Zealand. And this morning's response by the majority of communities was extremely good.
Can people go back to the beaches now?
I've been out of the National Crisis Management Centre for a couple of hours, so I'm not quite sure of exactly where we were, but we were going to review the situation at about 4 o'clock as to whether we could cancel the advisory. But as was covered before, there is still the potential for aftershocks from basically the same region, and they also carry the potential for creating other tsunamis. So it's not over by a long shot yet. People still need to be prepared to react should a warning or advisory be issued.
What do the Kiwis do up here, so do you have advice for what they should do, or they contact New Zealand officials up here, or is it
just for you? Look, I think it would be helpful if they can identify themselves to the High Commission, that they're there and that they're safe, and identify themselves to their families, because as this unfolds, I think there'll be some real concern among New Zealand families about family members who are up there. So the sooner we know who they are, where they are, and if they're safe, the better.
How many Defence Force personnel have we got ready to go right now if they're asked for?
Well, as many as is required. Look, there's no limit on what we can offer straight away. It's just a matter of the Samoan government specifying what they need immediately, and we can get a plane load up there quite quickly. We don't imagine it'll be the last plane load of people or supplies that are going to help with this, the impact of this tsunami.
Where was the Samoan minister?
Well, he was in Auckland on the way back from the UN, I think, and as it happens, I spoke to the Samoan Deputy Prime Minister at the Wellington Airport yesterday. He was just on his way home. So they've been away and they're getting back as quickly as they can.
Do you expect you'll get another media conference later? Or will it be via media releases that will be more information?
If there's significant extra information, then we would have a media conference. If there's no significant change, then we won't.
Have you held with the Philippines at the plant?
Sorry, how have we helped with the Philippines?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, have we been involved with that? No, I'd have to get more detail on that. Sorry, I can't comment. Okay, thank you very much.